Billy Novick playing clarinet right there. And behind him, Guy Van Duser at the Saturday Light Brigade. July 21st, 2012. Nice to have you along with us. And our Youth Expression Showcase is underway each week. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, we do our best to present a variety of performers. And actually, today, in our 10 o'clock segment, we were scheduled to have a very talented tap dancer and channeler, if you will, of Gene Kelly. And unfortunately, he ended up not being able to be here, but it's because he has a Broadway audition today. So we'll reschedule him. If you tuned in to hear him, he'll be back again in a future week. And that will be a delight to schedule coming up for a future week. This week, scheduled for quite some time, has been the person you're about to hear, who is 15, heading into 10th grade. He's homeschooled and lives in Hampton. And his performing name is Deviaped. Are you just swimming by their beliefs? Or do you look at the tails and the sheets? Do you think it's right or wrong? But you haven't tried all along. But I tried. Seven violas playing the toll of people who tried to tell you. Seven violas playing the toll of people who tried to help you. Do you judge someone by their beliefs? Or do you look at the tails and the sheets? Do you think it's right or wrong? But you haven't tried all along. But I tried. Seven violas playing the toll of people who tried to tell you. Seven violas playing the toll of people who tried to help you. Do you judge someone by their beliefs? Or do you look at the inner skin? Or do you look deep within? Do you think it's right or wrong? But you haven't tried all along. But I tried. Seven violas playing the toll of people who tried to tell you. Seven violas playing the toll of people who tried to help you. That's Deviaped here at our Deviaped here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Deviaped. I should have stuck with it the first time.
Yeah, actually, it's from Latin and ancient Greek. It means God's child or God's servant.
Thank you. And where did you encounter that name?
I just kind of thought it up. I was looking for a good name, and I just kind of was just messing around trying to figure out. I went through all kinds of different things from ancient Greek, Latin, and Japanese. I speak Japanese. That was the one that I think really stuck. And I just kind of one day just kind of like, wow, this is a good name. So I said, I'm going to go with it.
Well, I'm glad that you did. And tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're from Hampton, and you're 15. When did you start playing the guitar?
Well, I started doing drums. I got my first drum kit when I was like 3, a little paper thing, and I beat it up real quick. But then I started working with hand percussion, and when I was about like 6 years old, I was writing songs. I was humming tunes, melodies, and that's kind of how I got started. And then I listened to music on the radio and things, and I developed a real taste for it, and then I grew and I got a real drum set, and then I got a little first act guitar, a little small beginner's toy guitar, not really toy, but it's a smaller one, and then I just I kept goofing around it for years, and then finally one day I said, well, I will actually get a bigger one. Then I got this one for Christmas a few years ago, and I thought this would be my time to make my dreams real.
Do you play with other people ever? Or
yeah, actually, I have a band called Faith Grove, actually, which I started before I did the solo stuff, but we just released an album this past year called Faith Grove with a brother and sister called Gemma and Javen Dittweiler. And so I've been playing with them for a couple years.
That's great. Where do you have you played out much?
Oh, yeah, I play all kinds of places, local places, St. Ursula's Festival, I've been to Saxonburg, Antique at the Colonies, local open mics, Acoustic Moose, Crazy Mocha, a lot of different places, just little small venues like that.
Well, that's great. Well, the Acoustic Moose is, you mean in Bellevue,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Bellevue.
Which is not far where I live. I've probably walked by when you've been playing a few times. Mm-hmm. Why don't we listen to another song when we come back? There's a few other things I'd like to ask you. What was the first song that you played called?
That was one I just released today. You can get it online for free at theviaped.webs.com. It's from my coming album, coming out on August 31st. That was called Seven Violas.
And what would you like to play next?
I'll probably play a song called A Town That My Family's Been from Dorseyville.
Okay. Once again, this is the Viaped.
There's a place called Dorseyville. Sets atop a tiring hill. It only has two steeples. They are loved by all of the people. Dorseyville, have you got your fill? It's been taking you way too long. People say that their lives are good. All I can do is sing along. There's an old and winding road. Sets atop a mighty grove. At the edge of the road there sets a score. You can tell it has taken its toll. Dorseyville, have you got your fill? It's been taking you way too long. Say that their lives are good. All you can do is sing along. There's a place that's full of crows, but you can stop to smell the rose. Love will blossom where it should, even for the trying good or bad. Dorseyville, have you got your fill? Been taking you way too long. People say that their lives are good. All I can do is sing along.
That's the Viaped at the Saturday Light Brigade. 15 years of age and heading into a sophomore year from Hampton. Have you thought about life after high school much?
Yeah, I figure I'm probably going to go to college. I've already decided that for years.
And do you know what you might want to study?
Probably a music teacher, probably.
Excellent. How come?
So I like music. You know, I like, I do a lot with music. So I'm a sound engineer for my church. I also play guitar there. You know, I just love music. You know, it's my life.
How did you learn to play guitar?
I just taught myself. You know, it's like everybody else. I went on YouTube and things, and that's how I basically got started.
Yeah, a lot of people are learning that way. And it's funny, I mentioned earlier that I'm reading the autobiography or the memoirs of a woman named Christine Lavin, who's a very talented songwriter, singer, and guitar player. And though she grew up in the late 50s, early 60s, she learned from a program on PBS that taught you guitar on television, and it was broadcast a couple days a week in New York City as well as all over the country. But that's how she learned to play the guitar, and that does kind of allow you to proceed at your own pace and just figure things out. She is left-handed, and she mentioned that she learned right-handed because she was told if you learn right-handed when you show up at a gig or at a festival and you don't have a guitar, you can borrow anybody else's if you learn that way. But if you restring it and play left-handed, you're going to be in a rare group of folks. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
Yes, I want to say hello to people from my church. Actually, there a lot of them are away. The Reverend's away in Nicaragua right now. So is my friend Javen, who's part of the Faith Grow Band. I see the Reverend Tim Spring, to Heidi Clark, the director of music there. She's helped me a lot. You know, Damon Klaus, the engineer. Also, like I said, my grandmother, obviously. I can thank her, my Aunt Jackie. Said, and Debbie, everybody, my whole family, really, you know. They really been, you know, inspiring.
Well, that's great. We probably, looking at our clock here, I think we have time for one more. I wish we could do more. Hopefully we could have you back again. Before that, I'm curious about your writing process. Can you tell me a little bit about how you develop the songs you're singing?
Yeah, well, usually what happens, often they come from feelings, really. I'll be somewhere and I just kind of feel either be joy, maybe or sadness. I'll feel some kind of feeling and I'll say, you know, that emotion. I say, I want to capture that emotion in a song. So I'll remember how that emotion, how I felt that day, and then I'll just kind of, you know, goof around until I find an idiom. I'll hear somebody say like an idiom or a phrase or something. Like I said, like one song's on this album, Second Nature, Smoke and Mirrors on this album, you know, a lot of different, like I said, idioms, a lot of old, you know, mm-hmm. like sayings. And that's how I get my name. So I just kind of piece the emotion with the name, and then I write lyrics to it, you know, based on what's happening maybe that day or just how I feel, you know. I'll sit down in bed and write it, you know.
How often do you write?
Oh, every night. I sit in bed every night and write stuff, and mm-hmm. that's why, I mean, I have a plethora of songs. I release them, I work on them, get them right, and then I release them.
That's a good discipline. Is there anything else you'd like to add at all before
like we... I already have another album out called Ignalira, the first solo album. You can get that on iTunes, Amazon, anywhere like that.
Well, very good. Well, it's good that you've been prolific, and it'll be nice to hear you again sometime as you develop further. And what's the next song that you'll close with?
The next one is called Three Scars of Wisdom. It's obviously about the birth of Jesus.
Once again, this is Deviapet. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, no problem. I really enjoy it. You know, it's a great station. Public radio is a wonderful thing for, you know, families and everybody. You just, you know, to learn stuff.
Thanks.
Three scholars of wisdom are looking up at the night sky. They see a star shining so bright. Everyone, let's take a trip tonight. See if the star bring us to some might. It'll be a long travel, but we won't be alone. We'll have each other to tackle all the crows. We'll have at his birth, we'll bring and go to mouth. From a land far away, three scholars of wisdom and a young deity sitting in an old stone cache. Three scholars of wisdom and a young deity sitting in an old stone cache. On a night when the stars shine bright, on a little manger of hope. Here for him, he's our last win, and we'll stay with him through the night. Three scholars of wisdom and a young deity sitting in an old stone cache. Three scholars of wisdom, three scholars of wisdom, three scholars of wisdom, three scholars of wisdom.
Thank you to Deviapet. It's 10 before 10 now at the Saturday Light Brigade.